On Monday, there will be a presidential election in the Philippines, pitting the incumbent Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo against a man who has never held public office. Fernando Poe Jr. is a movie star known across the Philippines by his initials, FPJ. He wants to follow the example of another Filipino actor who became president, Joseph Estrada. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Manila.
Fernando Poe Jr. is used to playing the underdog. In fact, he's made a career of it, literally, in scores of action films. The plots of most follow the same basic formula, Poe fighting for the little people against impossible odds, as in this 1964 film, The Walls of Hell. In it, Poe plays a Filipino guerrilla battling the Japanese occupation during World War II.
There's a bombed-out building in Muralla Street where the Japanese are holding about 1,000 civilians. Men, women, and children. And if things get any tougher in there, they're going to be massacred. I'm going to get them out.
Poe is huge here, the Filipino equivalent of John Wayne and Arnold Schwarzenegger rolled into one. His movies are so popular and Poe so prolific that he is known here as Da King, or simply by his initials, FPJ. Political analyst Joel Rocamora says there is little or no difference between Poe the man and the characters he plays, which is part of his appeal.
He really is a shy person. And it's no accident that his movie persona is like an archetype. Shane, High Noon type of character who rolls into town, shoots him up, and then leaves. And nobody knows where he came from, where he goes. He's a loner.
It's that persona that's made him so popular at the box office, and popular now with many voters, even though he's never held elected office and dropped out of school in the eighth grade. Analyst Rocamora says Poe, a close friend of former President Estrada, was persuaded to enter politics by Estrada's friends and by former Marcos supporters who see President Arroyo as the enemy and as someone who has done little to improve the economy, end rampant corruption, or bring an end to several rebel insurgencies.
So what the politicians did was to persuade him that the movie character Fernando Poe, who is a savior, should become the savior for this whole rotten, corrupt, elite-dominated country. And he believed them.
Poe's entertainment roots are reflected in his rallies, like this one, which kicked off his campaign. Thousands of exuberant Poe supporters entertained by the popular all-girl group, the Sex Bomb Dancers, who gyrated on stage to the delight of many in the audience. Poe, in keeping with his on-screen character, is a man of few words at these rallies. His speeches rarely last for more than 2 or 3 minutes, but his words resonate with Filipino voters unhappy with what they perceive as a corrupt political culture.
First of all, we must bring back the trust and confidence in our government and the civil leadership that will apply the rule of law and total transparency.
Critics, however, complain that Poe's performances and platform are short on substance, that he has been unable to articulate his vision, how he plans to create better government more responsive to the needs of the people, but that criticism falls on deaf ears among many poor who make up the vast majority of the electorate and the vast majority of those who swept Poe's friend Joseph Estrada to power 6 years ago. This is Payatas, a large Metro Manila slum that voted overwhelmingly for Joseph Estrada in 1998, and a place where support for his good friend Fernando Poe Jr. runs high. The houses here are flimsy affairs, many of them just wooden shacks, the streets often just dirt paths, and the water, where available, is drawn from wells. 47-year-old Minda Mangampo makes a living here selling fish.
I will vote for FPJ. Why? Because I like him. No record, no bad record in the government. Even though he has a low education, I don't care. But still, I believe that he can manage the government to be good for all the people because he's innocent.
He's innocent?
He's innocent about the corruption.
One of her neighbors, a kitchenware salesman named Alan Arcega, says FPJ, like Estrada, is pro-poor and will help people like him.
Kasi ma'am, lahat kasi ng ano nung ng kandidato natin ngayon, ano no?
All the candidates, all the other candidates now are traditional politicians who have held various public positions, but they have not improved our lot. They have not done good for us. I believe FPJ will be able to do good for all of us because he has a good heart.
But a good heart, former bus driver Melchor Luistro says, isn't enough. He is one of the few people in the neighborhood who says he will support the incumbent, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. Experience and education, the driver says, is what matters, and Fernando Poe Jr., he says, has neither.
There is no question about his character. He's a good man, but the problem is he didn't even finish high school, so how will he run government? He will just depend on advisors, and what if the advisors he chooses are corrupt?
Then, as he finishes, the man reaches into his back pocket and pulls out his wallet. He opens it up and takes out a photo of Fernando Poe Jr. Everyone laughs. The man smiles apologetically. FPJ is a good man, he says. I just don't think he should be president, because then corrupt people will just bring him down. The former bus driver may not have to worry. After spending months as the front runner, Fernando Poe Jr. has now fallen behind President Arroyo in recent polls. Analysts say this is due to an aggressive and smartly managed campaign by President Arroyo and a poorly organized Poe campaign. Poe supporters, however, say their candidate can still come from behind to win, just like he's done hundreds of times before on the big screen. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Manila.